You're listening to 94.7 Blair Radio and BlairRadio.com. Our local guest host segments are brought to us by Turnkey Nerds, 402-426-NERD. And today I have Denise Falcon with me today. And part of Senior Life Solutions, which is a part of Memorial Community Hospital and Health System, right here in Blair. Now, Denise, you're fairly new with a fairly new program. So it's really just been over a year plus or minus, and it's already expanding. So welcome. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, hi. I've been with Senior Life Solutions since February of this year. And again, it's a new program that opened up here at Memorial Community Hospital and Health Systems last year in July. I work as a therapist in the program, which is an intensive outpatient program for seniors, typically over 65, that are dealing with depressive symptoms or anxiety symptoms or change in life situations that have caused them more depression or anxiety, which can also include loss of a loved one. We provide group sessions, which are usually Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and then individual or family sessions, either Tuesday or Thursday or whatever is more convenient. We also offer confidential assessments to individuals that may be looking at this as an option for themselves, or we can talk to individuals just to get some more information as to what we could provide for them.
Okay, and then you plug people into other things as well, trying to long-term care type thing?
If there are other resources that we need or that they need, then we can assess that and make some suggestions or connect them to other resources as well, for sure.
Sure. How did you get involved in this?
I learned of this actually online, and I was interested in it after working in hospital systems over the past 23 years. I thought this was an innovative approach, especially for seniors. I felt that the program is able to offer resources to individuals even when they're, they enter the program and they complete the program after a period of time and then down the road may need that program again. We're pretty well connected with people and making sure that that they know that they can come back or whatever they need, we can provide that service for them. So that's innovative to me. From past programs where you come into the program, you complete the program, and then you're discharged for the mm-hmm. program, and understanding that things don't always,
you can't prescribe a time frame for this is going to be done at this time.
In a nice package. In fact, that's usually people's fear, like, well, what if I need something, a month from mm-hmm. now or a year from now? Senior Life Solutions is really good at saying, well, yeah. Yep. And you may need that, and we would be here to offer more help or services.
And then where do you come from? What's your background?
As far as my training, I'm a social worker. I've worked in Omaha for the past 23 years, and I'm familiar with the Blair area. I went to school at Dana. I didn't graduate from Dana, but they didn't have a social work program at that time, but then later on they did. So this is a community that I'm familiar with. I've always been interested at some point in my life to do rural community mental health, so this has been a nice opportunity that opened up.
Okay, well, we're going to come back and talk more about some of the things that you're going to be looking at specifically for seniors. We just came through September, which was also Suicide Prevention Month, and some of the things that we had to look at there. So keep listening right here on 94.7 Blair Radio and BlairRadio.com.